I've been intentionally dropping a lot of hints lately about the fact that the Health Ranger universe of sites and e-commerce and Brighteon and Natural News and Brighteon Social and our tipping systems, Brighteon.com, Brighteon TV, all of it, we are embracing decentralized finance. And as a result of that, I've been engaged in a lot of deep dives into DeFi, as it's called. And just to back up, as you know, I was a strong critic of the hype of Bitcoin and, you know, a lot of the crap coins, as well, a different word is used for them. But a lot of hype over the years, a lot of that fell out with the FTX fallout. There were a lot of burnouts in that space. And now I'm seeing maturity and utility in the crypto space that is frankly just really emerging. It's kind of like we needed this whole history of crypto to get to this current point, which is the point of utility. Like the hype phase is over for the most part, and now it's this, okay, how do we use decentralized currencies or decentralized computing platforms to protect liberty and to get things done? And to be able to make transfers and purchase things and sell things without being deplatformed by all these evil, vicious banks. And by the way, just as a side note, JP Morgan is the bank that's taking over all the other banks, as you know, with the help of the FDIC, buying off all the bad assets and just handing JP Morgan all the good assets, basically. And JP Morgan is the bank that deplatforms people they don't like. They debank you. If you're a Christian group or a conservative or pro Second Amendment or whatever, they debank you. So I hope you understand where this is going. With the smaller banks collapsing and the mid-sized banks collapsing, which is all by design, Janet Yellen actually essentially called for it when she said, no, we're not going to bail those out. We're only going to bail out the big banks. Well, when she did that, guess what? Hundreds of billions of dollars of outflows happened across those small and mid-sized banks. This is all being done on purpose so that JP Morgan and a handful of big complicit centralized banks control everything. Even the merchant services, your checking account, your credit card. This is the weaponization of the financial system in exactly the same way that the US and the State Department weaponized the SWIFT system against the Russians. Just remember, whatever they did to the Russians, they will be doing to you. But in this process, this due diligence process that I'm engaged in, and I will share the results and the details with you once I complete this process, I've discovered some things that were frankly rather shocking to me. And probably they're not new to the crypto community, but I think they're new to a lot of people who maybe aren't crypto geeks, so to speak, and have just been watching the industry from the outside. Like number one, and, you know, I guess I sort of knew this all along, but it's really hit home that Bitcoin has no privacy. No privacy whatsoever. Bitcoin is an open ledger. And if you use your wallet anywhere, if you use your Bitcoin wallet to buy a cup of coffee, then that coffee vendor has your wallet ID because they receive money from you and they can look up the entire history of everything you've ever bought from that wallet, all the transfers you've ever made, who you sent Bitcoin to, who you received Bitcoin from, everywhere you've spent it, and so on. It's like running naked through the streets. I mean, no privacy whatsoever. It's like being a financial nudist. It's crazy. Why would anybody use Bitcoin if you value privacy? And I think the answer is a lot of people just don't realize that Bitcoin is like running naked through the streets, throwing dollars everywhere, or bitcoins. So the only true cryptocurrency, in my opinion, is a cryptocurrency that has privacy features where the transaction cannot be traced back to your wallet and they can't figure out how you've spent all your money before and who you got money from and where you sent it and so on. Because look, remember the Canadian government weaponized this during the trucker convoy protest. The Canadian government shut down people's bank accounts because they made small donations, even $25 to the truckers. And then boom, they seize your whole bank account. By the way, that's another reason, you know, to have off ramps and not trust the banking system. even the private commercial banks, because they're all beholden to the governments. And the governments are criminal, especially the Canadian government. You talk about a bunch of crooks. I mean, Justin Castro Trudeau is one of the worst. But then again, the U.S. government is also corrupt and run by criminals, and so is the U.K. government, and so is the New Zealand government, the Australian government, the German government, you know, the French government. It's just, it's endless, man. So we are past the point of any rational person trusting the banking system or trusting the government. And if you don't trust those two institutions, why would you want a public blockchain tracking and broadcasting every expenditure you make? That's why, in my mind, Bitcoin is useless as for transactions. It does have a role in, let's say, getting out of fiat into Bitcoin, because that's relatively easy to do. And then from Bitcoin, you can exchange that for other crypto, including so-called privacy coins or coins with privacy features. So Bitcoin could have a utility role in terms of just being a stepping stone to the crypto you actually want to get to, which is more privacy oriented. And granted, Bitcoin is more commonly accepted in the crypto universe, so it does make it easy to trade with every other coin. So really, Bitcoin is more of an intermediary crypto in my mind. Whereas when you're sending, receiving, buying, or selling, or let's say escaping a war-torn country, maybe you're a refugee trying to escape from LA like Kurt Russell, or escape from New York, and you don't want the regime to know how much you have of your coins, right? You don't want Bitcoin. You want a privacy coin in that case that you can just take with you, even just by memorizing the seed phrase in your mind. That's your actual wallet. It's in your head. Remember, you memorize, you know how you set up these wallets and they have seed phrases. It might be 20 words. It might be 25 words. And they could be, you know, random words like, yeah, pumpkin, gorilla, tangleweed, whatever. And you memorize these words. That just gave you a little insight into the twisted word base in my mind right there. But you memorize these words and you can restore your wallet anywhere. So it's perfect for refugees, war refugees. Frankly, you know, refugees of tyranny, refugees of the collapse of liberal cities. You think LA is going to be a functioning city 10 years from now? No, it's going to be a collapsed post-apocalyptic crap hole. You're going to need to get the bleep out, man. And I don't know if you can get out with your dollars or your bank accounts. The banks will just limit movements. But with certain types of crypto, i.e., privacy-oriented coins, then you would be able to transport that. Now, by the way, I'd recommended in like a year ago or more than a year ago, looking at Monero, and I've since found out that Monero doesn't have the privacy robustness that I once thought. Now, it still has some privacy features, but the ring structure of the encryption keys is not that robust. What I learned is it's only 16. There's only 16 other kind of, I don't know, what do you want to say, pseudo addresses added to the ring so that no one can prove that your wallet address was the one out of 16. And then there's Zcash, which I think is just a fork of Bitcoin with some Znarks added to it, or ZK Snarks, excuse me, Zero Knowledge Snarks, which is a really complex mathematical algorithm for achieving zero knowledge transactions, but it's bulky and it's cumbersome. And the thing that really got my attention is the blockchain advancement called Mimblewimble, which I know it's a silly name. It's actually taken from Harry Potter, but Mimblewimble, I've now read the white papers on it, and Mimblewimble is an elegant, compact solution for a blockchain that doesn't store wallet addresses on the blockchain. It's amazing. It means there's no public ledger. And so knowing this, if I were going to recommend any kind of privacy-oriented coin, it would be a coin that uses Mimblewimble. And frankly, there aren't that many that use Mimblewimble, and it's kind of early development for some of them, like Epic Cash, which I am digging into, learning more about Epic Cash. I'm learning more about Cordal, and I'm learning more about just encryption in general and cryptocurrencies and some of the weaknesses and some of the benefits. You know, Mimblewimble, for example, Epic Cash uses Mimblewimble. And it means that Epic Cash, and by the way, I was turned on to that by Josh Sigurdsson from World Alternative Media and some of my readers and users who kept telling me, you need to look at Epic Cash. So I'm looking at it. And the thing about Epic Cash is that it's not widely accepted yet in exchanges, and there's not a lot of on-ramps and off-ramps yet, but I know that's under development. But Epic Cash, when you send or receive one of these coins, that coin has no history tied to it. It is truly fungible. It's essentially as fresh as a minted mined coin from Bitcoin or any other coin system, any other, even a token, not just a coin. But an Epic Cash coin, being that it has complete algorithmic privacy, and being that wallet addresses aren't even stored on the chain because the chain runs on Mimblewimble, it means that every coin is as good as every other coin. And frankly, that is just not true with Bitcoin, nor any derivatives of Bitcoin, because most of the coins out there are just forks of Bitcoin. They're just forks with extra snarks on top of them. It's like having a pancake with sprinkles on top. It's like, oh, let's take Bitcoin and fork it and sprinkle snarks on it. And that's Zcash. And it's mostly not private, by the way. So what I've come to realize in all of this and doing this digging and due diligence and really breaking things, beta testing things, and playing around in these realms and talking to a lot of interesting people. Let me tell you, the crypto community is a lot of really interesting people. The kind of the most innovative people that I tend to run into are doing all kinds of revolutionary decentralized stuff for the world. It's amazing. Wait till you meet some of these people, because I'm going to interview them once the time is right and I get a sense that things are solid. You know, I'm going to bring some people on and interview them and share this with you, and you're going to be amazed. You know, all kinds of different projects out there. And what I'm discovering is that, frankly, crypto wasn't ready until now. In my opinion, it's like it never really had the privacy. It never really had the Mimblewimble blockchain. It never really had the security that you would expect. It never had the fungibility that you would demand. Because don't you want a transaction to be private? Don't you want your coins to be private? Don't you want coins to be non-confiscatable? Right? Yeah, I mean, you don't want to have a wallet where the government, like the government of Canada, just comes along and says, okay, this wallet is banned and it's your wallet. And then all the exchanges say, well, we're not going to process transactions through your wallet because you're on the banned list, you know, because you didn't bow down to the child grooming celebration at the drag queen story time in your local library or whatever it was. Oh, you posted something bad on social media. So your wallet's dead now, right? That can happen with Bitcoin. In fact, Canada issued an order to freeze Bitcoin wallets because some of the donations were made in Bitcoin. So if you have Bitcoin, it's in many ways no better than just having a regular bank account, which can also be seized. It's kind of like, okay, privacy has to be the foundation of cryptocurrency. Because without privacy, as we've learned, you don't have control. You have nothing without privacy, because the governments of the world have become totalitarians. They are tyrants. They will confiscate, they will seize, they will shut down just because you supported a cause that they don't like. You might donate in America to, I don't know, like a pro-life cause or something. You know, stop abortions, and then boom, all your wallet's all seized or locked down or whatever. Yeah, JP Morgan deplatforms people for being conservatives. And, you know, it's not to say, by the way, that these privacy coin groups are all conservatives or Christians. They most certainly are not. There's all kinds of people. There's, you know, liberal people, and there's independent people. There's agnostic people. There's, you know, artists and, I mean, survivalists and whatever. There's all kinds of people. And they all agree on one thing. They want their transactions to be private, which should be, I think, a basic human right. privacy in your finances. You know, it's supposed to be illegal for the U.S. government to spy on the American people, the Fourth freaking Amendment. And then we find out that 10,000 government employees have access to the NSA databases where they spy on the American people. So there are 10,000 people in the government that can look up all your emails and all your banking activity, by the way, and all the texts that you ever sent and all the phone calls you ever made, actual voice transcripts of every phone call. 10,000 people in the government can look that up on you. But if you have privacy coins in a wallet, none of them know how many coins you have. That's why the Treasury, I think, didn't they put out, what, $500,000 reward or something for anybody who could break Monero? And to my knowledge, that reward has not been claimed. But I'm sure people are working on it. But that just shows you, you know, the Treasury doesn't want you to have any privacy whatsoever. Because, oh, they claim, well, gosh, you know, privacy coins could be used for money laundering. You know, as if $100 bills are never used for money laundering. As if money to Ukraine doesn't generate kickbacks to the, you know, all the senators and State Department people. Probably some of those kickbacks in cash. But imagine a world where no one can pry into your assets, where no one can know how you spent your money or how you received your money. Well, you're not doing anything illegal. It's just none of their damn business what you're doing. Maybe you want to go out and buy party supplies or something. I don't know. I guess that wouldn't be crazy. Maybe you have a fetish for cigars or something like Bill Clinton did. Maybe you want to buy a bunch of cigars and you don't want people to know about it. Hey, that's your business. If you want to do weird things with cigars, go for it, man. Just whatever. It's none of my business what you're buying. Privacy is a basic human right. And that's why we are embracing privacy-oriented decentralized finance solutions. So thanks for listening. Hope I've given you something to think about. Mike Adams here. I'll keep you updated on what I'm finding and what we're implementing or integrating. I'll keep you updated. So stay tuned here on Brighteon.com or check out my website, naturalnews.com. Take care.